Hello, this is Deacon Phuc Van from St. Albert the Great Catholic Church in Austin, Texas. And thank you for joining me these past 6 days during the National Marriage Week here in the United States Catholic Church, the Catholic Church in the United States, where every February 7th to 14th we celebrate National Marriage Week. And we've been doing the At-Home Marriage Retreat 2023 for the past 6 days. Today is the last day. And just as a recap, day one was on time is of the essence. And then day two is understanding God's design. Day three was willingness to look within. Day four was listening to the heart. Day five was reconciling and giving mercy. Then day six, which was yesterday, was resolving to change our ways. Just right in time for the start of Lent, which is set to begin next Wednesday. And today we do day seven. And the topic for today is Eucharistic giving. So let us begin. Scripture proclaims God's desire for us to love others as He loved us. To be Eucharistic in marriage means that we are called to love our spouse as Christ loves us, which is the final and seventh habit. This is the weight of our words in marriage when we promise to be true to our beloved in good times and in bad, in health and in sickness, in times of wealth and in times of poverty. We should be willing to die to ourselves for them every day for the rest of our life. Life is most lonely and depraved when we remain in a state of being self-focused and self-gratifying. True joy is found in a life that is shared and poured out with love to others. This sacrificial love is the heart of Eucharistic giving. The more both spouses intentionally give to each other, the deeper their marital love grows, and also the ability to endure difficult challenges and struggles in life together. Our relationship with Christ. The Eucharist is the source and summit of a Christian life. Catechism of Catholic Church, paragraph 1324. Through it, Christ gives the life to the world. Through the Eucharist, Christ feeds us with the spiritual grace we need in order that we may have the ability to increase our love and to remain in Christ and He in us. Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 56. He feeds us so that we, in turn, can feed others. What material food produces in our bodily life, the Holy Communion wonderfully achieves in our spiritual life. Communion with the flesh of the risen Christ, a flesh given life and giving life through the Holy Spirit, preserves, increases, and renews the life of grace received at baptism. This growth in Christian life means the nourishment of Eucharistic communion, the bread for our pilgrimage until the moment of death, when it is given to us as viaticum. Catechism of Catholic Church, paragraph 1392. The Eucharist is about God feeding and caring for us, and about us giving Him gratitude, giving gratitude to Him for all He has done for us. The word Eucharist comes from the Greek word Eucharistia, meaning thanksgiving. At Mass, we give thanks to God for His great gift of salvation, His gift of love, and His gift of His body, blood, soul, and divinity that feed us on this journey through life. At the offertory or the preparation of the gifts, we, the faithful, bring forth the fruits of our labor, the bread and the wine, and the collection. We offer what little we have to God for, so that He, in return, uniting it with His suffering, will use it to bring life through the Eucharist. In the liturgy, our humble gifts to God, our first fruits, are transformed right before our eyes into this holy gift, which He then gives back to us as spiritual and eternal food. Our relationship with each other. In response to his gift, God is calling us to also be Eucharistic towards others, especially our spouse. Being Eucharistic in our married life means that we desire to take up our daily cross and live out Christ's example of love toward our spouse. It means that we intentionally strive every day to understand the needs of our beloved and work hard at helping them meet those needs. It also means being inwardly and outwardly thankful for the gifts of our spouse and for the ways they, in return, feed us. Being Eucharistic in our actions requires us not only to understand what our spouse needs, but also to be willing to make the sacrifices in order for them to meet those needs. For most of us, this is exactly what we did back when we were dating each other, when we were trying to win the heart of our beloved. We took time to discover and understand their needs, wants, and desires, and we made a concerted effort to please them by listening to them, spending time with them, and even getting things they needed. We did all of these things, sometimes sacrificing our own needs and comfort out of a desire to win their heart. We didn't complain about doing this because we, too, were getting fed and receiving appreciation. We fed each other because we knew it would not have helped us bonded together if we were demanding, unkind, or self-serving. We fed each other's needs through the special things we did for one another. Being Eucharistic in our marriage calls us to rediscover and reestablish this same kind of awareness and intentionality. Lastly, as we are being fed by Christ in the Eucharist and by our spouse in marriage, we are then called to outpour that love to our children and the rest of the world around us, cultivating a heart of generous and sacrificial giving to God and our spouse through our love, time, talents, and tithing should make our hearts and home a fruitful place for love to generously flow out of the world around us. Discussion questions. This is the first question. What are some of the ways we show each other gratitude on a regular basis? What are some ways you want to experience more gratitude from me? Number two, what is one emotional need that you need me to meet? Be specific about what that looks like. Number three, let us consider writing a letter of gratitude to each other and giving it to each other sometime in the next week as a gift when it is least expected. On our own, let us seek to state gratitude to God every day for one or more blessings in our life. Now the concluding prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, help us to walk this journey of making our marriage wholeheartedly into a Eucharistic marriage. Help us to recognize the needs of our spouse and give each of us the strength and the knowledge to help our spouse in getting their needs met spiritually, physically, and emotionally. May we never expect or demand from our spouse any action that is detrimental to their well-being or goes against the teachings of the Catholic Church. Help us to always be grateful toward each other for the small and big things every day. We offer this prayer to you, Lord Jesus, through Mary and in union with Saint Joseph. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you again for joining me for the seventh and final day of our at-home marriage retreat. And today's topic, again, is Eucharistic giving. And what struck me in this one is regarding about how we dated, our future spouse, right? And it, you know, says right here, when we were trying to win the hearts of our beloved, we took time to discover and understand their needs, wants, and desires. And we made a concerted effort to please them by listening to them, spending time with them, and even getting things they needed. We did all of these things, sometimes sacrificing our own needs and comforts out of a desire to win their hearts. And so I think the challenge for us is that we must always continue to remember and to work towards winning our spouse's heart, never to take our spouse's heart for granted, and to keep the romance and the love in our marital life as vibrant and as fulfilling and as joyful as it was during, you know, when we were dating. It's true that, you know, we tend to get into the regular flow of, you know, married life. And sometimes, and mostly it's, you know, the men, the husbands who forget to be, to court their wives, you know, during this time of marriage. So how can, you know, husband, continue to, in a way, quote unquote, date their wives, you know, to do special things to make her feel special, to make her feel that we're, you know, husband's still pursuing her love and, you know, making her feel love in this very special way. So that is the challenge for us, you know, to keep the, you know, the love alive in our marital relationship in the same way that we work so hard to earn each other's hearts during our courtship and dating phase. We should always, you know, we should work in the same way, same hard way to keep each other's love and to keep each other's heart during marriage. So let's not take each other for granted. Let's not take the love that we have for each other for granted, but learn to continue to date each other, to desire to grow in relationship and in romance with each other, and to make each other feel special, uplifted, and loved, as we did when we pursue each other, when husband, boyfriend, girlfriend pursue each other during their courtship times. So, thank you again for joining me for this past week for the At Home Marriage Retreat 2023 presented by the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. I hope that you have found this retreat fruitful and that you can always come back and revisit this retreat in the future and just, you know, listen to the teachings again of the church and how we you can work to grow and improve in your relationship with your spouse, but especially in your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you again and have a blessed day. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace. Thanks be to God.